talk about. We finna start talking about this shit, all right?
From my town to your town. What? Don't say chops.
Want to go live? No. You want to join the stream with me? You can. I got the link. I got the link right now. Posted on the book. Got it posted on the book. So if you on the book, you can most definitely join in or whatever. Alright. So we're gonna talk about a few topics today with tonight. We're gonna get into trauma bonding, what it is, what they say on the internet about what it is. Then we're gonna talk about the healing process or whatever. I know y'all probably, I'm not lonely at all. I feel like these are like the most common topics that people be talking about. Like stuff I be seeing like on like Instagram and Facebook and all that other type of stuff, you know what I'm saying? So we gonna get into that. We gonna get into that tonight. I had a guest, but I don't think he coming on, so like I'm gonna be solo dolo tonight. But that's cool or whatever. So before we jump into these topics, I'm gonna let y'all just ride it out to this music with real quick. I gotta take like a quick ass break because my kids bothering me. So y'all just tune in to this music real quick, alright? All right, y'all can still see me. All right, so yeah, we about to get it. What's up? I'm Cynthia D. We're going to get into getting real and uncut. Talk your shit edition. What is this button do? Y'all, I'm just curious. Oh, okay, that's what that button do. All right, I was just curious. I'm like, what does this button do? All right, so getting real, uncut. Late night edition, talk your shots. Like I said, we're gonna get into trauma bonding, so we're gonna go ahead and go into it. I'm gonna see my daughter here. I'm not gonna do no profanity tonight because I got my baby in my hand, so I'm not doing no profanity tonight. It's not gonna be that, it ain't gonna be that good. All right, so let me see if am I live on Facebook? It ain't showing that I'm live on Facebook. See, let me check my phone, see if I'm live. Right. Right, supposed to be live. To say I'm live. Ah. There we go. Next to my YouTube channel. get this popping ton. Hopefully they don't block my music out or whatever. Okay, so evidently. Well, let me go live on YouTube. That's messed up. All right, but I'm live on the book. I think I'm live on Facebook now. Am I live on Facebook? Let me go check out my name. I started at 10:40. It's like, shit, better late than never. I think I'm live on Facebook. Okay, there I go. I am live. Now I'm live. I can see my... Alright, so like I said, welcome to Getting Real and Uncut. Tokyo Late Night Edition. I'm about to get into... We're going to get into this right now. All right. So, like I said, we're going to talk about trauma bonding. Trauma bonding, what is it? All right. So, let's go and get into it. About to, y'all know I got to do my little, I got to do my little readings or whatever. So, let's get into, trauma bonding and what is it? What is trauma bonding? All right. So, trauma bonding is the connection a person forms to a person who causes physical, emotional, or sexual harm in the relationship. These types of relationships usually develop subtly and slowly over time. This bond creates a toxic and highly dangerous situation that continues to get worse and becomes more and more difficult to break. So, this article that I'm reading from www.verywellhealth.com. Let me put that in my little box down there. Because I really want y'all to, you know, get to, like, be reading on, like, reading on little stuff like this, man. Because it kind of, like, if you know, probably in that midst of thinking that you're really in love with somebody, but it's never working out, maybe this is like one of the type of relationships that you're in. So this is the website, www.verywellhealth.com/traumabonding. All right, so we're gonna get into this right now, so I can actually do this. How about this? Why are they doing it? Every combo is the same. Alright. He's just trying to get situated. Yeah. So I want y'all to follow along with me. I don't know how this shit looks. Alright. So, trauma bonding. Alright, trauma bonding is, like I said, is the connection a person forms to a person who causes physical, emotional, or sexual harm in the relationship. These types of relationships usually develop subtly and slowly over time. This bond creates a toxic and highly dangerous situation that continues to get worse and becomes more and more difficult to break. This article will define trauma bonding, signs that a relationship is toxic, and other information on what a toxic bond is, how you can seek help, and how you can recover from it. So, like I said, trauma bonding happens when a person is involved in a toxic or abusive relationship, and they form a strong bond, often idealizes their abuser. The emotional connection with the abuser is an unconscious way of coping with trauma or abuse. Basically saying, like, it's something that you used to are. Like, maybe it's something that, you're used to or whatever. So, this is how you can tell if you're in a... Now, another word for this is called Stockholm Syndrome. I think I'm saying that right. Though it gets a lot of attention, this syndrome is quite rare and occurs in only a very small percentage of people who are taken hostage. Now, So let's get on these signs of what trauma bonding is, all right? Sign number one, I'm going to put this in the bottom so you can know what it is. All right. Sign number one, let's get to it. Hey, sign number one. Sign number one that you're in a toxic relationship, there isn't any mutual support between people. Like y'all fuck with each other, but y'all don't fuck with each other. And sometimes you got one person listening, one person not listening. You know, it's kind of like, I hear what you're saying, but I'm not hearing what you're saying. All right, some shit like that. All right, now number two is there is ongoing or recurring conflict, meaning y'all arguing almost every other day or all the time about, and half the time it'll be about bullshit that y'all arguing about or whatever. And like you, and then you're like you'll get a feeling like it's so toxic or whatever that it's just like, okay, either I'm a ride and stick beside him because it's what I know, or it could be just something mental, like you just like dealing with conflict, that this is the norm to you, like, because if this is something that you was used to growing up, conflict and stuff like that, or you being in the center of it, so you'll just stick around with it. Another one person tries to constantly undermine each other. Like, now this is like, to me, this is the same thing as saying like gaslighting and manipulation. You always have a person basically, you know, trying to make you feel like you're not worthy, like you're at the bottom of the barrel and they're the top. And this is usually like the abuser who's doing this. This is usually the person who feels like they have it all together. And 9 times out of 10, they don't got it together. They just want to hurt. They want to hurt you as much as they're hurt. You know how they say hurt people? And if they know that you have like some type of weakness to you or whatever, they're going to undermine anything that you said. It can be like, it can be as simple as a white lie, like you forgetting to take the trash out or something. And somebody be like, well, I ain't, you know, it's something like that. Something around that nature, all right? Something around that nature. Okay, another sign of a toxic relationship of trauma bonding. There is disrespect, such as name calling, being careless with other ones' possessions, humiliation among others. What does this mean? So again, one person, another sign is there is disrespect, such as name calling, being careless with somebody else's feelings and possessions, humiliation. It'll be to the point where it's like you'll start to believe that that's who you really are. Like they'll probably call you, you ain't nothing but a free code, you ain't gonna never change. Or she'll probably say, you ain't nothing but a broke nigga, you ain't gonna never amount to nothing like that. And because you've been hearing this repetitive pattern. Because you've been hitting this repetitive pattern in your relationship, you get so used to it, you feel like that's who you really are. You feel like this just who I am. Maybe I am gonna always be X, Y, and Z. And like I said, these comments usually come from somebody who, like, to me, in my opinion, who don't really give a fuck about themselves. And when they see somebody who's on the rise, they will bring up past situations to kind of bring them back down, bring them back to that place that they used to be at, that dark place, that place that's like, maybe like full of anxiety, full of pain, full of just a downright black hole. To me, those people who do that, they're not mentally together either, because like, why would you put it in your heart to try to bring somebody else down while you're down, when you would want to be up? You would want to like just be up and not even have to even try to bring somebody else down with you. Like, to me, they don't make sense at all. And that's why I just feel like people need to know what they get into before they get into it, man. But yeah, they will disrespect you all the time. They'll tell you one thing and not mean it at all. They'll tell you one lie just to cover up the lie that they're already telling, just to make you feel lower than what they're doing. Or especially when somebody's cheating on you, that shit. Oh, they're definitely gonna tell you. They're definitely gonna do it disrespectfully, because when you call them out on their bullshit or whatever, it's gonna be like a turn. Like, it's gonna be like a, to them, it's a reach. But to you, it's just kind of like you just want confirmation about what's going on. Like, you fucking around me, let me know. But they'll turn around, but like, where is this coming from? It's like they're it's like some type of reverse psychology that they're doing. It's some bullshit to me. Another sign of a toxic relationship is there is unhealthy competition. Let's just say like you got something going on and you look into this person for like your backbone, for your support, but they really like, they don't want you on top of them. They don't want you to be better than them. And my previous relationship wasn't like this, but he was a guy that I did date. He was basically intimidated because I made more money than him. And I'm looking like, what kind of bullshit is that? Like, you shouldn't look at me like that. And it is kind of like unhealthy competition or whatever, but looking at somebody and looking at them only for their financial extrospects is not like, that is very, toxic. And some people don't think that's a toxic trait, because you feel intimidated because somebody's making more money than you. It definitely is a toxic trait. That shit is toxic. All right, and then another sign of a toxic relationship is there is a lack of cohesiveness, such as not being able to rely on each other. And that's where like trust issues come from, basically. It's like I want to trust you, but I can't trust you. And all of this kind of stems from, sometimes we run back to we run back to something that's uncomfortable, but it's comfortable. If you get what I'm saying, even though you know this person is not for you, but because you don't want to like go through no bullshit, you don't want to get to know a new person or whatever, you're gonna go back to what you feel like, you know. And we gotta stop reacting about what we feel. Sometimes our feelings is a dangerous place to be in. Our emotions, our mind is a dangerous place to be in. And we will run back to what we think we know, and it's not what we know. It's not really what we need for us. And you're gonna find yourself having these, you're gonna find yourself in all of these times. You're gonna find yourself in this, and then because you're so used to the norm, you're gonna stick there. So like I said, these are your signs of a toxic relationship, a relationship where you're in like, where you're trauma bonded. Now, there are ways, now these trauma bondings, it can lead to, most of these bondings can lead to like of emotional abuse, domestic abuse, I say financial abuse, because now you see yourself doing things that you said that you would never do, and you're doing it now, like spending money, unnecessary money, just doing things that makes you like completely uncomfortable. And if you're in a trauma bond relationship, it's best if you get out of it, because you don't want to be stuck somewhere. And then when you try it, and then when you get on this healing process, it's gonna be hard for you to trust anyone. Now, there is an impact of toxic and bad relationships. And I'm gonna read this out to you because I honestly feel like this is true. Now, in most of these toxic and trauma bond relationships, you're probably gonna experience something that you probably saw your mom or your dad go through. And now it's affecting on you. So let's get into this, y'all, because I do feel like this is a touchy subject. A lot of people don't like to talk about it, but let's get into it. All right, so we still talking about trauma bonding. So this is an impact of toxic and violent relationships. All right, now toxic and violent relationships can make an impact physically, causing heart condition, diabetes, and higher risk of HIV. They also have an effect on psychosocial development. I can read, goddammit. It can lead to behavior and mental issues like sleep problems, depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, and suicide attempts. Being in those type of relationships, it can definitely like run your blood pressure, because you're gonna be so worried about like what this person doing, where they at, are they cheating on me? Like in our age right now, like 30 and up, we're basically in that age where shit is hurting everywhere. So being in a toxic relationship, in a trauma bond relationship with somebody, that shit can really have a heavy impact on your physical health. I mean, like I said, I can pretty much say that, like, I'm an open book. I don't think there was ever a relationship where I felt like I wanted to just off myself. No, I ain't ever want to do that. But there were times that I questioned who I was as a person, because I allowed what I thought was love at that point in time. I thought it was like, in order for this person to accept me, that I want them to accept me going through the bad. That's why I said, like, most people, they want to go through hell or that shit, but I ain't trying to go through hell. I don't want to live in hell if I'm in a relationship with you. I want to know you inside and out, but I don't want to go through hell to find out about it, man. Like, that's just too tiring. So, traumatic bonding is a complex form of psychological connection with a person who causes psychological, physical, and sexual harm. This bond forms over time and is often done at the hands of a highly manipulative and controlling abuser. Now, these people, in their mind, they don't think they're controlling. They don't think they're being manipulative. They don't think they're being an abuser at all. They will project this onto you and make you feel like it's you. You're the victim. You're the one that's causing the problem. I'm not doing anything. I'm the perfect one. And in the relationship, whatever it is, there's a cause and an effect. In order for me to act out, it's something that you caused me to be like this. If I don't see like no signs of you changing, then of course I'm gonna question you. And if this like pattern is constantly repeating in this day and age, either she gonna cheat on you or she just gonna leave. People in trauma bond relationships usually don't know they are in one until the connection is so strong that it becomes difficult to break. So you'll get so used to this person treating you like this that it's normal to you now. It's so normal to you that you're gonna accept their abuse and you're gonna become numb to it. Ending that toxic or violent relationship can be very challenging and even dangerous to do alone. Those seeking to leave an unsafe relationship should do with professional help and support. No, I don't think you need professional help. I just think you just need to go. No one wants to live like this. No one wants to, especially in our day and age, like most of us wants to be married by 30 or 35. We want to have children by 30, 35. I had my first child when I was in college. And having PTSD from a relationship, that is like, having PTSD from a relationship is tough. And then you'll have PTSD from a relationship and you won't even know that you have PTSD. That's the bad part. You won't even know that you have PTSD. And the signs that you know you have it is like you constantly worry about where this person is. You constantly texting them, accusing them of cheating and messing around. You're questioning everything about them. You're questioning why they're messing your life and stuff like that. Trauma, if you're in something like that, and most of the time it's men and women who are in these relationships are either with their ex, or sometimes they are with the mother or father of their child, because what they want to do, they want to try to most people that are in these trauma relationships, they want to try it out over again. But when your past, sometimes your past is not all the way erased. Your past is not all the way erased from your relationship. And honestly, if you don't want a toxic relationship, both y'all have to work on building steps to trust each other. Like, show me I can trust you, because you caused this pain to me. You the one that did this. So how can I trust you? How can I believe anything you're saying? And it's repetitive. Like, you're hiding stuff from me, but you're making it seem like you're not the person that's doing the most. Because you got that favorite person, but you got that person, the other person who caused trauma, who know you so well that they feel like now they can tell you anything and you're gonna believe it because what y'all went through in the past. And they, one thing about it, they know that you're gonna always love them. And they use that love shit as a, they use it, they don't use it for action, they use it differently. They misuse that term so much. They use love sexually, they use love financially, they use love emotionally, and they don't use it the right way. They use the gift to get what they want out of it, because at the end of the day, they are thinking of themselves. They're not really thinking about you. They're not really thinking about how you feel or nothing like that. Only thing they think of is how they can project the things on you that they're doing wrong to make you feel like it's really you. And that in itself is like, it's extremely dangerous. So what is the best way? And also, yeah, so what is the best way to process trauma? Now, traumatic experience can impact your thoughts, behaviors, and mental and physical well-being, like I just said. For some people, a traumatic experience can be processed by connecting with support systems, tuning into responses, and finding meaning and growth from the experience. So, basically, healing. You got to heal from that. So I wasn't really going to be on this podcast as long as I did last night, because